We got the camera turned around, so we're ready.
Yep.
8:31 on the clock. We will call to order the Board of Equalization for Wednesday, November 8th, 2017. The Opens Meeting Act is posted on the east wall. Attendance by observation: Jurgens, Hill, Dorn, Lytle, and Byers. Matt will be gone all day again. Tiemann will be back as soon as he's out of the hallway. I entertain a motion to approve or disapprove agenda as presented.
I move to approve the agenda as presented.
Second.
Motion by Byers, second by Hill. Vote. 5-0 and no, yeah. No. We got Jurgens, you need to switch yours, and we need to switch.
Yeah, we have 5-0.
Yeah, it's 5-0, but we had Jurgens as not being.
How do I switch it? There you go.
5-0 in favor.
Perfect. Thank you, Patty.
Entertain a motion to approve or disapprove minutes of the previous meeting.
I move to approve the minutes of the previous meeting.
Second.
Motion by Byers, second by Hill. Vote. Still on, but 5-0.
I clicked it back again. Sorry.
Yes. Comments from the public and requests for future agenda items. And this is only for equalization. We'll have that later, too, if that's what you're waiting for or whatever. So, Patty.
Don't really have anything. We're just preparing for billing, which will be, Lori will probably be sending those out in December for real estate taxes. So working on homesteads and getting ready for that, combined all the levies. So it's been pretty quiet, well, at least this month. We'll see how the next month goes. Kind of a bad time to send out real estate notices, our tax statements.
The new valuations, you mean?
Well, the tax statements. It'll be the tax
This is the tax statement.
So a lot of people want to pay them in December so they can get them on this year's taxes. But.
And they'll come out when, about, or when do they mail?
She usually tries to get them out the first or second week in December, so she has plenty of time, yeah. So we have to get them certified to her by the 20th of November, so they have time to stuff them and do everything. So, but otherwise, it's been, we're out doing some pickup work. Well, it's nice. Taking pictures, so that's kind of all I'm doing right now. Pretty quiet. Unless anybody has any questions.
I thought maybe the governor would be communicating with you on real estate taxes and trying to help you every week.
Have a meeting tomorrow in Lincoln, but I don't know if he doesn't usually show up.
I went into your office and said, and I think you guys did too, somebody in the county asked how many property tax payers do we have, not, you know, or whatever. And I know your office, they said we have a little over 17,000 parcels, but we didn't have,
to run a query probably because those are multiple owners.
Yeah, there's quite a few that are multiple owners or whatever.
Yeah. It's a little shy of 17, it's a little 16 plus, but, you know, we have had requests where we email, and what we do is we run a query, and we can email it to somebody of our whole tax rolls. We usually use TerraScan or whatever to do that.
Oh.
And, I mean, a lot of people will even ask the 10 top taxpayers, and I don't know what they use that for. A lot of different companies will ask that. But, yeah, that would be multiple owners, so you'd have to.
There's a fair amount of multiple owners.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Especially farm ground, but even houses, you know.
That's rental properties and
there's a lot
people
of
that just have multiple homes. Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely. Well, I love it. Our Larimer County assessor in Colorado, their people just came up with some crazy absolute figures, just pulled them out of wherever. We don't have any idea. They increased the value on our condo a couple $100,000. And Janet, thank goodness for everybody in the association, Janet saw this and said, oh, this is crazy. So she called the assessor and got him to come out and change it all. But somebody just pulled some figures out of the wild blue yonder and just crazy. So we're doing good here.
Thank you.
Yeah, with mass appraisal, it's, you know, but residential starting, you can see that the sales are picking up on that. Things are starting to stabilize and get better on the residential side, and that hasn't been happening in the last couple of years. I think Lincoln says they don't keep houses on the market for very long, so.
Oh,
they're moving pretty fast.
Probably your bigger towns that are a little more, like smaller towns are still kind of struggling. I have a brother that's moving to Beatrice, and he hasn't had much luck in Auburn getting his sold. So,
oh, getting his other one sold. Yeah.
Yeah, so we'll see. But it's a wrong time of the year. A lot of people don't want to do this right when winter's hitting either. They like to wait.
Right when winter's, or if you have a family and you don't want to move them during school and all that.
Yeah, so I think he'll hold on to it for a little bit and see what happens. Oh. He's moving this flowing spring, so he'll be.
Oh, he is.
Good. Talking to the tax assessor, I'm sure. I have somewhere to go for lunch now. So.
Well, we're doing good. Everything always moves. It's just a matter of when and for how much.
Yep.
So just a matter of getting the market going.
Anything else for equalization? If not, we will adjourn at 8:37 on the clock.